there's been many issues with the tenant purchase scheme, which was launched in 2016, and which has the aim of allowing council tenants who have been in council houses for a period of time to actually purchase and become owners of those homes. Unfortunately, the terms of the scheme have been much too restrictive, and for example, in a number of cases, has excluded people who might have over the years saved up some funding, for example, pensioners, and be in a position to buy the house, but because their only income is the social welfare pension, for example, are excluded by the terms of the scheme. I have sought that the Minister would change the terms of the scheme. He did announce a review, and submissions were made to that, but that review still sits in his desk, and he still remains to actually correct the scheme.
And it is an important scheme. It's a scheme which would put people on the property ladder, and indeed, as you mentioned, enable people who have lived in the property for most of their lives to own it.
It certainly is. People do aspire to actually owning their homes in many cases, and it's important that where they do wish to own their home, that we facilitate that. The Minister is exceptionally remiss in not actually reforming the scheme and in terms of letting this report gather dust on his desk. If the government were to actually ensure that people could purchase their home, it would actually bring funds into the government coffers, which would allow that to be reinvested in more social housing. And it's very important that happens, because the government simply have not been producing on that front. We see it in Donegal at the moment with a massive crunch and shortage in relation to the supply of houses, both social housing and private housing.